Come listen, kind neighbors, with heart and good will. I promise you truly, I think no man ill. I'll only inform you what news I do hear by letters at London out of Devonshire. There was a rich miser that hoarded up grain, likewise a poor husbandman, honest and plain. The miser with sorrow did look pale and wan, and thus to disputing this couple began. Well met, honest neighbor, the miser did say, what is the best news at the market today? How did they sell barley, their wheat and their rye? Declare the truth to me without any lie. For I was so troubled last night in my sleep, with dreaming of matters which made me to weep. I thought my whole barn full of barley and wheat, the rats, mice, and vermin did seem for to eat. Seed wheat gave 3 shillings, a strike I protest, but this I'll assure you it was of the best. The best rye in the market gave not half a crown, which made some rich misers to fret and to frown. For 5 groats and tuppence good barley was sold. To speak the plain truth out, a man may be bold. Therefore be contented, good neighbor, with me. Praise God and be thankful such plenty to see. It grieves me to think what a trade we shall drive. Our lands and our livings will not make us thrive. The reason of this now I will tell you plain, because of the cheapness of all kind of grain. Ere I will sell barley 2 shillings a strike, I now am resolved to throw plough in the dike. If grain holds so cheap as it plainly appears, I shall be undone within 2 or 3 years. Thou covetous miser, didst thou ever hear a farmer undone in a plentiful year? You know how I lived and paid a great rent, sold barley for 15 and yet was content. In plentiful seasons God's mercy is shown. He sends the poor ploughman 2 bushels for 1, and great store of cattle with fodder and stuff. He that is contented hath treasure enough. It troubles me sadly this tale should be told. I've corn lying by me that's full 3 years old. They once paid 6 shillings a strike for't, I think, but now I'm persuaded that barley does stink. Yet we'll thrash no more than our family spends. I hope that next year it will make us amends. If grain holds so cheap as it plainly appears, I'll sell no more corn yet this 2 or 3 years. The rich man in the gospel spake thus like a child. He'd pull down his barns that he larger might build, whereby he might solace himself with delight, though his soul was required of him that same night. But I am contented, I promise you true, when corn will but last until God seedeth new. Though misers do murmur their grain they can't raise, let poor men be thankful and give God the praise. Example by Joseph in Egypt we have, that in time of plenty men may their corn save. For fear least a famine should be in the land, that we may have storehouses then at command. To furnish such people as then comes to buy, you know that no wise man such things will deny. If corn holds so cheap as it plainly appears, I shall be undone within 2 or 3 years. You know that wise Solomon this doth rehearse, that man that keeps back his corn people will curse. But he that with cheerfulness selleth his grain, a blessing upon him will surely remain. But some men to covetousness are inclined. Ere they'd bait a farthing, they'd see poor men pined. Though misers do murmur their grain they can't raise, let poor men be thankful and give God the praise. But mark what befell to this covetous mum. His house it was robbed before he got home. His chests were broke open, his servants were bound. He lost in 1 hour £200. This sure was a judgment his neighbours did guess, because he these words did so often express. If grain holds so cheap as it plainly appears, he should be undone within 2 or 3 years. Concluding my story, mark well what I say. The poor of this nation are bound for to pray that God would be pleased to help them at need, that they may have bread their poor children to feed. For charity's cold enough, as 'tis well known. Good housekeeping likewise is now bad grown. Take this admonition from me as a friend. Praise God and be thankful that plenty doth send.